Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. A 4-H member from Hamilton County, Gracie Walker, has been doing quite well with her knowledge of horses. Last weekend, she competed at the Regional Horse Bowl and Hippology Contest at SIU. She ended up in intermediate hippology. She placed first place and qualified for state. Then she went on, her and her senior bowl horse team placed first and advanced to state. Gracie also earned fourth place high individual in the senior bowl. This past weekend, she traveled to the University of Illinois for the state hippology, horse speech, and horse bowl contest. Gracie placed third in intermediate hippology. Gracie and her team placed fourth in senior horse bowl, and she was also a top 10 individual in horse bowl. Congratulations to Gracie and her knowledge of horses. She is a member of Hamilton County 4-H. Hamilton County HCE Cultural Arts Show has a new addition this year, the Storybook Quilt Challenge. Requirements are a minimum of 40 by 40 handmade quilt that depicts a storybook, your version of a storybook. Quilts must be completed by September 4th and will be judged at the Fall Festival Cultural Arts Show. This is open to all residents in Hamilton County. Quilts will be displayed and the books will be displayed with them. These can be pieced, embroidered, hand quilted or machine quilted, anything you like. Just come up with an idea to depict a storybook in a quilt. The Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt is scheduled for April 19th at 10 a.m. at the Hamilton County Courthouse Lawn. There will be at least 4,000 eggs hid again this year. As soon as you finish with that one, you can pack up and drive out to the park at Lake McLeansboro, where the Elks will hold their Easter egg hunt at 10:30. This is also on April 19th. Great day, a lot of fun for kids. Just hurry around and let them find some eggs. Hamilton County 4-H and the Hamilton County Fair will host a trivia night on April 25th at the McLeansboro Elks. Doors open at 6 p.m. Play starts at 7. A $20 registration fee will get you your meal and get you signed up on a team, up to 8 members on a team. There will be tricky trays, silent auction, 50-50, card game, and heads or tails game. This will be a lot of fun. All proceeds will go towards improvements at the fairgrounds. Register your team by calling 643-3416 before April 22nd to get them signed up. On Friday, April 11th, the annual Community Safety Day was held at the fairgrounds. There were over 225 students in attendance, as well as teachers, and 13 different presenters. As always, this is a great day for kids to learn, and hopefully something they learned that day could save their life. We always wrap up with a great show by a Liveline show by Wayne White, and this year we had Jerry Kinney there as a speaker, and he survived an electrical shock, and he comes around and tells kids about it. He is a great speaker and very motivational, encouraging kids to really pay attention and stay away from down power lines. Plans are underway for another summer of gardening and cooking fun. Classes will begin May 29th with cooking in the courthouse basement. Let's see, the following Tuesday, the first gardening class will be held at the Gift Garden. We plan to meet every Tuesday at the Gift Garden and every Thursday at the courthouse basement. Classes will end with exhibit day scheduled for July 31st in the courthouse basement. Youth ages 5 to 12 can attend class, and youth over 12 will be helpers. This is a great opportunity for teen teachers to gain leadership skills. If you would like to sign up your child for these classes, please contact the local extension office. The 4-H Hooks Us Together statewide fishing tournament has been retooled for 2025. It is open to all youth from May 1st to July 31st and includes all species. Any entry is eligible to receive prizes through random drawings, but of course, the longest largemouth bass, crappie, bluegill, and channel cat will receive special prizes and bring great fame to the lucky angler. If you have a fishing enthusiast in your family, please sign them up and they can take part in this state fishing contest. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.